Thank you, Mr. President. The ICBL has often remarked that the overall long-term record of compliance with the Mine Ban Treaty has been exemplary, and that its model of cooperative compliance has proven itself to be a winner. That record has obviously been blemished seriously in recent years by the first confirmed use of anti-personnel mines by a state party in Yemen in 2011 and 2012, and by the long-missed stockpile destruction deadlines for Belarus, Greece, and Ukraine, all of which remain in violation of the treaty, and for Turkey before its completion in 2011. In addition, as we've heard, there have been serious use allegations against states parties South Sudan, Sudan, and Turkey. There are also ongoing compliance concerns, just noted by Norway, related to Articles 3, 5, and 7. On Article 3, it is more clear with each passing year that many states parties are keeping mines under the Article 3 exception without ever using them for any of the permitted purposes. These are, in essence, stockpiled mines, not mines retained for training or development. On Article 5, one state party, Ethiopia, has been in violation of the treaty for missing its clearance deadline without having requested an extension in time. While more generally, there has been a disappointing and life-threatening lack of respect for the obligation to clear all mined areas as soon as possible, but not later than 10 years after entry into force. On Article 7, the compliance rate for the transparency reporting requirement falls lower every year, now reaching a level that indicates indifference, if not disdain, for this legal obligation. Against this backdrop, states parties wisely and appropriately created the Committee on Cooperative Compliance. We commend the committee for the admirable job that it has done in looking at use allegations within the territories of states parties. The committee's activities have helped promote a healthier and more credible mine ban treaty. We believe the committee can help not only to resolve outstanding compliance cases, but also help to deter others from arising. Despite the committee's good work, it is reported that questions still remain, and more investigations are needed with respect to use in Yemen and use allegations in South Sudan and Sudan. The work is clearly not yet done. We welcome South Sudan's statement yesterday that when its security situation permits, it would like to undertake a joint investigation with UNMAS and civil society. The committee has concluded that in the view of the information received from Turkey, the committee has decided not to pursue further examination of the use allegations there. Yet the committee and Turkey have not fully shared the documentation and information provided by Turkey. We believe that crucial documentation provided by those alleged to have used anti-personnel mines should be shared with all states parties. After all, it is the duty of all states parties, not just the committee, to ensure compliance with the treaty. We also continue to believe that it would be beneficial for the committee to look not only at compliance concerns related to use, but other areas within its mandate as well, including stockpile destruction and mines retained for training. Mr. President, it is also vital to promote compliance with the norm being established by the Mine Ban Treaty. That is, that there should not be any use of anti-personnel mines by any actor under any circumstance. In that regard, it is regrettable that Landmine Monitor has reported use of anti-personnel mines by government forces in three countries in the past year, Myanmar, North Korea, and Syria, and by non-state armed groups in 10 countries. This is the largest number of countries with use by non-state armed groups since 2006, and is marked by extensive use in Afghanistan and Iraq, particularly IEDs in both those countries. Victim-activated IEDs that are covered by the Mine Ban Treaty, and also new use in Ukraine and Yemen. States parties should condemn any new use by non-state armed groups, as well as by government forces. We were pleased to note such condemnation being made today. One final point needs to be made. In several of the states parties where opposition forces are using anti-personnel mines, there are questions about where the mines have come from. and whether unknown, undeclared, or unsecured stocks could be the answer. This is another compliance issue that should be explored. Thank you.